Our thought is to connect kids with garage inventors, DIYers, engineering professors. Really, it's anyone and everyone, bringing people together that otherwise might not ever come together.
Hunt has been working on this idea for years, frustrated by high youth unemployment in the Metroplex and teens' basic lack of access to the latest technologies. She says current innovation labs are mostly private institutions at Fortune 500 companies like Google or elite schools like Harvard or MIT. This urban innovation lab will be near public transportation and open to all young people in Dallas.
It becomes a neutral space where you can bring folks in from the south side of town and people in from the north side of town. Bridge that gap.
Hunt says high schoolers and recent graduates will learn to use technology to improve their neighborhoods.
They love video games. Well, maybe they could create video games for their community. Maybe they could create an app for their community that would help empower their community, whether it's legislation that maybe the city council is looking at to fixing my street.
And she might not have the exact location for the innovation lab nailed down just yet, but Hunt does have something pretty big and inspiring to put in it.
So it's about 7.5 meters wide, it's 60 feet long, 22,000 pounds.
That's David de Rothschild. He's describing his one-of-a-kind boat creation known as the Plastiki. He sailed that boat, which is made of more than 12,000 plastic bottles, across the Pacific Ocean in 2010 to showcase how waste can be used as a resource. De Rothschild could have given Plastiki to any museum in any city, but he chose to give it to Hunt's new urban innovation lab in Dallas.
Dallas is a fascinating city for a number of reasons. You've got an interesting split in Dallas, right? I mean, you've got the south side of Dallas, which is very different to the north side of Dallas. And I think, you know, for me, this is a project that was always inclusive. And hopefully this will be something that can act as a medium for bringing together people through curiosity, not through their financial demography.
Both Hunt and de Rothschild hope the Plastiki will encourage young people to dream and think big, that it will inspire the next generation of engineers and architects to come up with ideas for sustainable design. The goal is to have a permanent home for Plastiki and the site for the Urban Innovation Lab ready by next spring. Until then, Hunt plans to roll out mobile units in Dallas. Basically, she'll take computers, snacks, and some comfy beanbag chairs and put them into shipping containers scattered across downtown. What comes out of those shipping containers? That will be up to the inventors. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.